Hey, Colin, who has went off something for Lent? Put up your hand really high if you've went off something for Lent. All right. Okay. Fiona, what did you go off for Lent?
Chocolate.
Chris, you as well? Chocolate, that is a bad decision. Okay. Okay, put up your hand if you tried to go off something for Lent and you failed. Okay, look around you, folks. These are the failures in our midst. Now, put up your hand if you didn't go off anything for Lent. Right? Okay, now, folks, listen. I want us to give a big cheer for people that went off things for Lent and went the whole way. Very good. But also, let's do a patronizing cheer for those that tried really hard but didn't manage it. Aww. Very good. You're very good at that. But folks, guess what? I didn't go off anything for Lent. All right, I know that's shocking to you. And I think a whole lot of you people that didn't go off anything for Lent might not have went off anything because you knew you would fail in advance. All right? Are there nods happening? Okay, there are nods. And you know what, folks? I was thinking about it. There are lots and lots and lots of us that aren't good finishers, aren't we? You know, we're good starters of things, so maybe we have done so many first thirds of the Bible in 1 year throughout our Christian lives or whatever. But I can remember a time in my life when I had never read an entire book, ever. Okay? Ever. So, like, I knew that Harry Potter had a pretty difficult childhood. And I knew that some owls arrived at his house one day, but I didn't really know a whole lot that happened after that. And I knew that, you know, I don't know, Bilbo or somebody lived in a wee shire, but I never found out too much more about the story than that. And I knew that the wee girl, was it Lucy? She went through a wardrobe and she met a weird creature called Mr. Tumnus, which looked half sheep. Goat, possibly, and half man, but I didn't get a whole lot after that. But I worked on a theory. If the book was any good, they'd make it into a movie. Isn't that a perfectly good theory? Isn't that a perfectly good theory? Are you the same, Josh? Right, that, you live by that. If the book was any good, they'd make it into a movie. I worked on that theory, so I do actually know what happens after little Lucy goes through the wardrobe. I know that she'll meet Aslan and loads of amazing things will happen. I know lots of things. But the problem is that what's happened in my life quite recently, I didn't have the baby, but Zara did, and we have not seen an entire film since then, all right? So I can't even use that anymore to find out the end of the book. I just can't. And folks, I'm really worried about this, because put up your hand if you've seen Frozen, right? It is a great movie, isn't it? It's a great movie, all right? Well, I am going to show you a clip of Frozen, and I want you to imagine that this is where you think it ends, all right? Have a wee look at the screen, and there's a clip coming. How many children would be in counselling if that movie ended that way? It's terrible. Oh, no, she cries. She's frozen. Oh, it'd be so sad. Even the snowman's crying. Oh, it's so sad. Okay, imagine that's where the whole story ended. But folks, I don't even have to show you the clip, do you? Please don't say yes because I don't have it. Okay, but suddenly something brilliant happens as she's crying. Suddenly she starts to defrost, okay? Now be careful, kids, when you're defrosting things. It's not always as simple as this. All right? She starts to defrost, and true love's kiss melts a frozen heart. And it's a brilliant end to the story. Hooray. Hallelujah. All right? It's good news. But imagine you stopped there with the story. It would be horrifying. And here's another story that would be horrible. So look to the screen here.
My God, why have you deserted me?
Folks, wouldn't it be awful if the story ended there? Wouldn't it be awful if the story ended here? But today, what we're realizing is, and what we're celebrating is, that the story doesn't end there. And I want to show you a beautiful clip. And I just want you to try and capture in your spirit how excited Peter is in this next clip. Look to the screen again. Do you not just love that? He's alive! He's alive! I just love it. It's absolutely amazing. And folks, that's the end of the story. Well, it's not really, but it's certainly a better end than we see on the cross. That is where the story goes next. But I wonder, so many times we live as if that first video was the end of the story, the cross. But it's not. It's that he's alive. He's defeated death. I want you to give Alan a big round of applause. He's going to come. Give him a clap. And folks, I've asked Alan to tell us a wee story of how his story, he maybe thought was the end of the story, but there was a wee bit more to come. So, Alan, good morning.
Morning.
Happy Easter.
You too.
Thank you. And you're going to just tell us a little bit about your situation, sort of roundabout and before the 23rd of March.
Go back maybe another year or so. I'd started riding the bike again a couple of years ago. Nice and relaxing, even though it's really tearing you apart. You can't breathe at the time. But basically, I did the Fondo last year, which is a 100-and-something-mile ride around the Mourns, etc. But leading up to that, both my Achilles tendons started giving me trouble. So basically, every paddle stroke on the Fondo, it was pain. So after that, went to physio, did all the rehab, did the icing, the stretching, the exercises. Didn't really work. Got injections in them both. Worked a bit. Got steroid injections in them. was doing all the rehab again, coming along well, doing spinning. But then I woke up one Sunday morning after a spin on the Saturday, and I couldn't walk for 20 minutes. Later, another few days, did a gentle 16-mile cycle. The next day, couldn't walk 25 minutes. So literally, I thought, this is the end. I would have cycled with guys from work. I was about to sell my bike to one of them. That's how close to giving up I was.
So Achilles, just for really stupid people, is that... That's this bit here, all right? So everybody, this bit here was giving Alan huge, huge, huge problems. And did you ever try and come up to the front of church and get some prayer for that?
Yeah, there's quite a few people in here I see today who I got prayed with, so thank you for that as well.
Brilliant. And did it make any difference coming up to the front and getting some prayer when you came up the first
I think
time?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah, but just didn't cure it at that time.
Right. So helped a little bit, but didn't really cure it. And then can you tell us, what happened on the 24th of March?
Well, that was the day of the prayer conference here. So the good wife went to that. And in the morning, I'd gone to the gym and all as usual, trying to just do something exercise-wise. And then Claire came home and said, right, straight away, I'm going to pray for Achilles to get better here. Need to be careful and not say it was Claire that did this, but it was God. So she prayed over them both. Felt a bit different, but didn't feel fixed. Then she did it again, and it just felt normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get my... I think Claire's going to bring my mom to the ladies' night that night. So hadn't much time. She threw me out on the bike, did 5 mile. No pain then. Got home next day, no pain. So then Sunday after church, went out for about an hour, tried to push it a bit. Bit of uphill stuff, no pain, so gradually built it up, and basically until, yes, I'm still building, obviously, the fitness isn't quite there.
Me too, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long struggle, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yesterday, me and three guys from work met in Castle Wellan, did 50-something miles, up round Spelga, down to Ross Trevor, up round there, down to Money Slane, up Sleeve Croob, down, back up Sleeve Croob and down. And it's the kind of thing I like is mountains because, well, I'm lightweight, so it makes me have an easier time uphill. And no trouble at all today with my Achilles. My legs, lungs and heart are pretty destroyed, but my Achilles are fine. Nothing at all.
Folks. And folks, you know what? So many of us, and you know what? We can come for a prayer, and sometimes what we believe is that sometimes God just pours out the same power that rose Jesus from the dead on us, and he does amazing things. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes you come up for prayer a number of times, and you come away going, well, I don't know if that made any difference. But folks, guess what? When you know that that's not the end of the story, when you know that what we saw in that video of Peter running, when you know that that's the story, that Jesus has defeated death, well, you're a hopeful person because you know that at the end, God's going to make everything exactly as it should be. Amen? He's going to make it all exactly as it should be. Can we just give Alan a huge round of applause? Rescue. Thank you. And folks, all I want to say to you is, I want this church to be a place of hope. And it needs to be a place of hope because the story doesn't end here. The story doesn't end here. And there's three things that I want you to go out believing because we have a story that ends with God making everything as it should be. Whatever you are going through, whatever you're in the midst of, first of all, you need to rejoice in hope. Because even if you're going through the hardest situation in the world, even if you have had loss, even if you're in the midst of cancer, even if you're in the midst of relationship breakdown, no matter what you're in the midst of, there is always hope because Jesus is risen. Amen? There's always hope. And it mightn't just be you walk to the front of this room and get some prayer and it's just like, boom, we're fixed. But there is always hope because the miraculous Jesus has risen. So be hopeful. Second thing is be patient. In tribulation. Tribulation just means a hard time. So we're always patient. So Alan, He really struggled with being patient. He was getting down and down and down because his Achilles were aching. But we need to be patient because we believe in a God that at the end of the day, he's going to make everything as it should be. And thirdly, be constant in prayer. We don't stop praying because this is a miraculous God who can do all things. He can even raise Jesus from the dead. Folks, we need to be rejoicing in hope, patient in trouble, and constant in prayer. Can we stand together? And I'm going to invite the worship team for our final song. And folks, I know we're probably thinking, you know, we need to get home and have something to eat. We need to eat some chocolate. We haven't eaten it for 40 days and 40 nights. All right? But folks, guess what? There's an opportunity for anybody who doesn't want their story to end exactly where they're at the minute. Maybe you're going through something really difficult, or maybe you're going through something, maybe someone you love is going through something really difficult, or there's just a situation that looks a bit like this, okay, or a bit like a sore Achilles, or whatever it looks a bit like. And there are folks that would love to pray with you this morning, and what we need to do is be hopeful, be people that are patient, and people that are prayerful, because the God we worship is going to bring all together for his glory and for your good. So let's lift our voices and pray. There's going to be a prayer team here that would love to pray with you. Be blessed. Happy Easter. What a story. What a Savior. Let's worship him.